None of these three scientists saw any role for Darwinism in their work. In his Nobel Prize banquet speech in 1945, Fleming said he felt like a pawn being moved about on the board of life by some superior power. Years later, Ernst Chain, who was Jewish, made it clear that he had no use for Darwinism at all. The Darwin-Wallace theory of evolution, he said, is based on such flimsy assumptions, mainly of morphological anatomical nature, that it can hardly be called a theory. I would rather believe in fairies than in such wild speculation. Penicillin is effective against many diseases, but not against tuberculosis, which causes millions of deaths worldwide every year. In 1944, microbiologist Selman Waksman and his research assistant Albert Schatz announced the discovery of streptomycin, and within a year it was being used to treat tuberculosis. Like the discoverers of penicillin, Waksman saw no role for Darwinism in the discovery of streptomycin. In 1956, he pointed out that the isolation, purification, and clinical application of antibiotics was highly artificial and had no counterpart in nature. Waksman concluded that the Darwinian assumption of a struggle for existence among microbes in nature is totally unjustified. Subsequent research has supported this. Bacteria in the wild almost always live in communities with other microbes, including other species. Instead of reproducing as quickly as possible to outcompete their neighbors in a struggle for existence, they usually grow slowly and coexist peacefully in the microscopic equivalent of a stable gated community. Resistance to antibiotics. The concept of the struggle for existence has been applied to microbial interrelationships in nature in a manner comparable to the effects assigned by Darwin to higher forms of life. It has also been suggested that the ability of a microbe to produce an antibiotic substance enables it to survive in competition for space and for nutrients with other microbes. Such assumptions appear to be totally unjustified on the basis of existing knowledge. All the discussion of a struggle for existence in which antibiotics are supposed to play a part is merely a figment of the imagination and an appeal to the melodramatic rather than the factual. Nobel laureate Selman Waksman, 1956. Resistance to antibiotics. The clinical use of antibiotics creates a highly artificial situation. Antibiotic-producing microbes must be isolated from their natural surroundings and grown in pure culture with special nutrients. Then the antibiotic has to be purified and concentrated to a degree never seen in nature. When the antibiotic is finally administered to a patient, there is nothing natural about what follows. The greenhouses and livestock pens of domestic breeders are more natural than a hospital room or a doctor's office. Occasionally, a few bacteria may survive antibiotic treatment.